Recent rains have just about filled up Cooper Lake for the first time in a long time. We get the latest from Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell on Monday morning.
It keeps coming up. We've caught nearly 3 feet in the last few days. We're at 2 feet, 3 inches low right now, which is, gosh, we haven't looked this good in a long time. In fact, we haven't been full since 2010, the back half of 2010. So, you know, I know we've had a lot of rain and it's causing problems for folks, but I'm here to say, keep praying for rain. We're not full yet.
Yeah. And that's important for us, isn't it? Well, it's our primary source of...
Well, if you have a five-year dry spell,
yeah,
it gets real important how much you started with.
Mm-hmm. And it hadn't been that many months ago you were telling the city council about some huge deficits. It's made up, I think, when you go back a year's time, it was down maybe 10, 12, 13 feet or something.
You just have to go back to December. We were down 13 feet.
Wow.
And we're down... two and change right now.
In 3 months.
In 3 months. It doesn't. And this is El Nino. We've made the transition. We are now, it's official as of, I don't know, 10 days ago or so, that we are in El Nino conditions in the Pacific, if you'll excuse me. We are in El Nino conditions in the Pacific. And I've noticed, this is the third or fourth time I've seen this happen since I've been here. It is not while you're in the El Nino event itself, but it's the transition into it, mm-hmm. that all the rain hits right then, and it's happening.
It's my understanding of El Nino, the way it works, it giveth and it also taketh away. Doesn't it produce very, very dry summers usually?
It's not the season, it's where you are. So the Northwest, the Seattle, Washington, Oregon, they're going to be in drought, and it's going to get pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it produces rain for us. So there's actually, if you go to the NOAA website and do some searching around for a while, there's a map of how El Nino and La Nina affects different regions of the of North America,
yeah.
And it's pretty interesting. But yeah, we make out well during El Nino, but La Nina dries us up.
Mm-hmm. So just some of the benefits of having that lake full. I mean, obviously for Northeast Water District over in Dallas, they're doing wind handstands, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and by contrast, Lake Levan is still 7 or 8 feet low. They're tickled about all the water in Cooper Lake right now. And of course for us, it just means we've got a lot of breathing room. We can get by for a few years as long as we have some adequate rainfall. And it doesn't have to be spectacular before we have to have another event like this to get us back to full.
Wonderful ice in the hole, and Lake Sulphur Springs just...
Oh, it's been full for months,
yeah.
You know. And even when it wasn't, it didn't get very low.
Yeah.
And that's just really a function of the size of the watershed compared to the size of the lake. It's just so many times larger that 1 inch rain will put 2 feet in the lake, you know, if the soil's wet, which is about twice what we get out of Cooper Lake.
KSST News.